Are you able to hear God speak to you? On today's episode of the Gary Zimak Show, we'll take a look at some ways in which we can hear God speak. Stay tuned. It's coming right up. Hey there, welcome to the Thursday edition of the program. My name is Gary Zimak, and it's a pleasure to be here with you on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me. We got a great show today. We're going to look at the Mass readings for Thursday of the 16th week in Ordinary Time. And also, we'll take a look at what does God want me to do? How do we discern God's will for our lives? More specifically, how can I hear God speak to me in a very noisy world? I'm going to give you some suggestions today. And I'll be totally honest, it is possible, but it takes some practice. We need to listen if we want to hear God speaking, but we don't listen in the traditional way. It's not like he has a podcast. Wouldn't that be cool if God had his own podcast and we could just tune in and listen to him? But it doesn't work that way. He speaks to us in ways that we might not be familiar with. We might not be totally comfortable with the ways that he speaks. So we got to learn how he speaks. Once we do, I think you'll agree that he definitely does speak. And we want to be in contact with him. We want to be communicating with the Lord, both speaking to him and letting him speak to us on a daily basis. That's really what we want to do. So we're going to chat about that, and I'll give you some advice from my book, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will. These are things that I've been able to research, things that I've discovered in my own life. And listen, if they work for me, they can definitely work for you. I hope you're doing well today. Hope you're having a good week. I can't believe it's Thursday already. It's kind of strange, because I've been pre-recording all of these programs. As you may know, I am at the Catholic Marketing Network trade show this week, and I'm pre-recording my programs. Friday, I'm headed out to Chicago. I'm doing giving two talks in Chicago at the IHM Homeschool Conference over the weekend. So please keep me in your prayers. Got a lot of spreading of the good news to do. Next week, I got a break during the week, but then following weekend, I'm headed to Dobbs Ferry, New York to speak at another homeschooling conference. Going to be giving two talks, and I'm the MC too, so I'm going to be really busy next week, and I would appreciate your prayers. And then August, we'll talk about August, but lots of good things coming up in August, including a few appearances at the Malvern Retreat House in the Philadelphia area, which will include the first ever Pray, Hope, and Don't Worry retreat. I'll be leading that retreat. And also, I'm headed down to Birmingham, Alabama to film five episodes of Women of Grace with Johnette Bankovic about discerning God's will. While I'm there, I'll be giving a talk at Our Lady of Sorrows Parish. So if you're in the area, check my website, followingthetruth.com. Also, if you're in the Chicago area, you want to stop by this weekend to hear me speak, you're welcome to do so. New York, same thing. There is no admission charge, and I'd love to have you swing on by. Followingthetruth.com is your place to go for more information. While you're there, I would invite you to take a look at Mystic Monk Coffee, the greatest coffee you will ever drink. If you're a coffee fanatic like I am, you will not be disappointed if you check out some Mystic Monk Coffee. And when you purchase it through the link on my website, what you do is you not only get good coffee for yourself, you not only help the Carmelite monks who sell the coffee, but you help your old buddy Gary by keeping this program on the air. And I'm really grateful for your support. I'm grateful for your donations, which you can do securely online by going to followingthetruth.com and going to the donate tab from there. And you know me, I don't like to talk about donations, but it's the way that I keep my full-time ministry going. 3.5+ years now I've been doing this. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your support, for your prayers, for spreading the word. And if you like this program, you could help me by letting other people know about the show as well. I think it's a good format. We do the 30-minute thing. It's not overbearing, is it? I mean, 30 minutes, we can handle 30 minutes sitting around the table chatting about Jesus Christ every day, keeping that focus. And plus, here's the best thing about it. I give you God's Word every day on the show. And that's been such an important part of this program since day one, that we do the daily Mass readings. We open up the Bible, and we let God speak to us every day. And that's better than anything I can give you. I'll tell you that right now. So thank you so much for your support. For more info about how to invite me to your parish or to find out information about my products, visit my website, followingthetruth.com. All right, Gary has to take a sip of his beverage du jour. Going old school again today. I got my big glass of cold water with a lemon in it. This is working for me. And this is working for me. It's kind of hot here today. That's a great beverage. Hope you've got a great beverage, a great snack, and you're ready to get started. We're going to pray now. What a great privilege, isn't it? We get together every night and we pray. We join our voices in prayer, and we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God hears us. I think that's a great privilege. You know, try to call customer service. Try to call a friend sometimes. It's often difficult because you get an answering machine, you don't get through. With God, there's no need for an answering machine. We know that He hears us, and you got to believe that. You might not like the way He answers, you might not like how fast He answers, but please believe that every time you speak, there's plenty of evidence for this in the Bible, God hears us. So with that in mind, let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for giving us another day. We're grateful for the many gifts that you've given to us in our life. We're thankful for the gift of a new day. We're thankful for our senses, if we have them, if we can hear, if we can see, if we can taste, if we're able to walk, if we're able to use our hands. We're very thankful for that. If we can breathe without difficulty, we're thankful for that. If we had a good night's sleep last night, we're thankful for that. So many times, Father, we forget to thank you for the many blessings that you have given to us. Help us to remember. Help us to remember just how great it is that you love us unconditionally, and that you will never turn your back on us, and that you're always there for us. Thank you for that, Father. We ask you to help those who are sick, help those who are lonely, help those who are anxious, help any of those who are struggling in any way with financial difficulty, with weather problems, with religious persecution, with any kind of an addiction. Father, we know that you are greater than any potential problem that we could ever have, so we turn to you and we ask you to help our brothers and sisters who are in need, and help us too, because we struggle with many things. Help us with those intentions, the ones that keep us up at night. Help us to trust you more and handle all of our problems for us, Father, so that we can focus on you, so that we can focus on doing or following your will for our lives every day. I also ask you, Father, to take over this show. I give you the permission, even though you don't need permission. You still wait to get my permission, which is amazing, but I'm going to give you that permission to take over the program, to speak through me, to use me in any way that you need to get your message across tonight on the program. And I ask that you open our minds and our hearts so we can hear what you have to say, especially when we listen to the daily Mass readings. Please speak directly to us and help us to interpret what it is that you have for us in these readings. And Father, we ask for these things in the most holy and most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Mother Mary, you are such a great gift to us. We know how much you love us. We know how much you want to help us to get to heaven. So, Blessed Mother, please, please, please help us to get closer to your Son, Jesus. And we ask you to pray for all of our intentions. We ask above all that we can one day live with you and the Lord forever in heaven. And together we join our voices and pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. One of the great things that we can do every day, several times throughout the day, is to pray. We don't want to diminish it. You know, if you're like me, there's a tendency that we all have to think that, well, prayer is good, but it's more important that I do things. Not necessarily. God expects us to do things. God gave us talents. God gave us skills. God gave us common sense. And God expects us to do things. Yes, He does. But we want to always make sure that before we do anything, we pray. You don't want to spend 10 hours a day praying if you have family responsibilities, if you have work responsibilities. God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to work. You give Him glory by doing a good job at work and at home and by loving other people. But you also need to make a little time to pray. You want to pray when you first wake up in the morning. If you're one of those people who tends to be bummed out when you wake up in the morning, there's a good reason that that's because you're watching TV or going on the internet and hearing nothing but bad news. You need to make sure that you hear some of the good news. So while you're getting ready, maybe the first thing you can do, it's not unrealistic to get up a little earlier. I mean, look, you might hate me for this, but it's the truth. This is something I've learned in my life. And I have come to value this time that I get to spend with the Lord, my quiet time with the Lord, early in the morning. And that's what I do. I have breakfast with Him. And I pray, and I pray my liturgy of the hours. I write my journal, and the Lord and I spend a little time together. Then I pray my rosary. But listen, I got a little more time than you do. You might not have the time that I do. But make use of the time that you have. I'm able to do this. I need this, or otherwise I would completely fall to pieces. I need to stay close to the Lord. I'm not going back to the way it was. And I lived my life like that for many years. I just went through the motions, completely ignored Him, and ran around trying to do things on my own. It was miserable. My life was miserable. So I would recommend that you don't forget about Him, that you speak to Him. And today on the show, in the second part of the show, we'll talk about how we can hear God speak to us. One of the ways is through sacred scripture. So we're going to do that now. We're going to open up our Bible and look at the daily Mass readings for Thursday of the 16th week in ordinary time. These readings were written several thousand years ago, but God speaks to you and to me through these readings. So I'm going to try to give you some ideas after I go through them. We don't want to read them like a history book, even though we're going to read about people who existed in the past. Yeah, but we want to also let the Lord speak to us through these readings, which He does. So let's do that now. Let's look at the readings for Thursday of the 16th week in ordinary time. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, chapter 19, beginning in verse 1. In the third month after their departure from the land of Egypt, on its first day, the children of Israel came to the desert of Sinai. After the journey from Rephidim to the desert of Sinai, they pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, the Lord told Moses, "I am coming to you in a dense cloud, so that when the people hear me speaking with you, they may always have faith in you also." When Moses then had reported to the Lord the response of the people, the Lord added, "Go to the people and have them sanctify themselves today and tomorrow. Make them wash their garments and be ready for the third day. For on the third day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai before the eyes of all the people. On the morning of the third day there were peals of thunder and lightning and a heavy cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. But Moses led the people out of the camp to meet God, and they stationed themselves at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was all wrapped in smoke, for the Lord came down upon it in fire. The smoke rose from it as though from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. The trumpet blast grew louder and louder while Moses was speaking, and God answering him with thunder. When the Lord came to the top of Mount Sinai, He summoned Moses to the top of the mountain." A lot of details here, and there is a tendency, I think, if we look at a reading like this, to say, well, that's great, that happened thousands of years ago, how does that apply to my life? And I think what jumps off the page to me is the fact that God loves us so much that He wants to get nearer and nearer and nearer to us. He doesn't want to be a distant God. He wants to be an intimate friend. And in His infinite wisdom, He sent His Son, Jesus, so that through Jesus we can have that intimate relationship with Him, with God our Father, through the Holy Spirit. You and I are the beneficiaries of this great gift. And I'll tell you, I've said this before, but it's so true. We look at things with 20/20 hindsight. We're looking back in history. But we have to remember, these people had not, they didn't know Jesus yet. And they barely knew God the Father. This was a gradual process. Abraham was called by God. And through Abraham, God was going to build a church. And this was a process that would unfold gradually over years and send a Savior. That took approximately 2,000 years. Abraham lived about 2,000 years from the birth of Christ, before the birth of Christ. And then now we're looking back at the birth of Christ, and that's 2,000 years in the past. So we look at things a little bit differently, and we read our Bible, and we almost see things as happening in the present all at one time. But it's not the case at all. This unfolded over thousands of years. God has a plan. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for my life. God is not in a hurry. We might not like it, but God is not in a hurry. The sooner we get that through our heads, the more peaceful we're going to be. His plan is better than our plan. I can look back at my life, and I'd encourage you to look back at your life. We've made mistakes, but we're still alive. Not one of our problems has ever killed us. Praise God for that. That's because God loves us, and God cares about us. And God's not through with us yet. Since you're not dead, he's not through with you yet. He's got something else that he wants you to do. It might not be something that you'll view as major, but it's major to him. He wants you to do something today. Let's continue to stay close to him, because you don't want to miss his communicating to you what that thing is. That's why you want to stay close to him. Today, the responsorial psalm comes from the book of Deuteronomy. Chapter 3. I'm sorry, no, it is the book of Daniel. The book of Daniel, chapter 3, and it's glory and praise forever. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Glory and praise forever. This is what we want to do. We want to give God glory. We want to praise him. We want to acknowledge that he is God. And it's very easy to forget that. But it's critical that we don't. And one of the reasons that we need to do it is for our benefit. You know, it almost sounds kind of selfish, doesn't it? But we want to remember that God is in charge, that God is all-powerful, that God is almighty, that God is all-loving, that God is all-merciful. We want to remember these things because that's what keeps us going. Otherwise, what happens? We forget that. We become overwhelmed by our problems. If I know that I have an all-powerful and all-loving God, who is my Father, and who hears anything that I say, and who will answer all of my prayers, which he will. If I know that, I'm going to be a lot more confident when I get up in the morning than if I don't know that. And unfortunately, we've got a bunch of people in the world today, and I was one of them for years, so I totally understand this, who go through life not realizing that everything that happens to us happens by the will of God. That is an absolute factual statement, and it was stated by St. Alphonsus Liguori, it was stated by St. Francis de Sales, St. Claude de la Colombiere, so many of these great figures through the ages recognize that everything that happens to us comes about through the will of God, bad as well as good, because there are no bad things in the mind of God. So we've got to remember that he's with us, he's helping us, he's doing whatever he can to make it possible for us to get to heaven. Our job is to not forget about him and to ask repeatedly, to beg him if we have to, for the graces that we need to live a holy life. The gospel is from Matthew 13, verses 10 through 17. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because you see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it. And you know, if we follow that same line of reasoning that I was talking about a few minutes ago, these folks in the Old Testament, the Israelites, they never got to hear the words of Jesus. You just did. You just got to hear the words of Jesus speaking to you. And what the Lord said was that, blessed are you if you see with your eyes, the eyes of faith, and you hear with your ears. Are you able to hear the Lord speak to you every day? Are you listening? That takes an effort on your part. You've got to make the time. Are you listening? You're trying to determine what God said to you in those readings right there. Did he speak to you? Well, he did speak to you, but what did he say? The message to me and to you might be slightly different. The church never tells us there is one correct interpretation for just about all of the passages of Scripture. Some of them the church says, yes, this is what it means. But for the most part, as long as what you believe, what you hear from sacred Scripture doesn't contradict the church teaching, you're free to believe that. And this is how God can speak to us. You might have a problem in your life that you needed to hear in that first reading, that God wants to get close to us. You might have needed to hear that. Something I like to hear, I'll tell you. And in the gospel, you might have needed Jesus to say, listen, you better start listening. You better start using your eyes. You better start using your senses and make an effort to hear what I have to say. That's a message we all need to hear, because we forget. And a lot of times we don't forget because we want to. We forget because we become distracted. Become distracted with the things that happen in our lives. So today, let's make that effort to really listen, to really spend the time and let the Lord speak to us. Now, if you have any questions about the readings, you can always email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Now I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the this idea of, what does God want me to do? Okay, we're alive. We have been given another day. What am I supposed to do? And in my latest book, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, How to Know God's Will, I have a chapter, chapter 6, titled Listening for the Still Small Voice. We live in a noisy world. How are we able to hear the Lord speak? We certainly have to make that decision to spend some time each day letting the Lord speak to us. We've got to take the earphones out. You know, it's great that you're listening to this show, but you also have to spend some time in quiet, listening to the Lord. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Now, the question I have for you is, do you hear the voice of the Lord? Do you hear him speak to you? Because if you're not hearing the voice, then you're going to be unable to follow him. He's got to tell you what to do. One of the best ways that he speaks is through the pages of the Bible. And that's why I want to feature the Bible on this program every day, because I think it's important that we let him speak to us that way. Sometimes we'll get a thought and we'll think, well, is this really coming from God? Sometimes it may be. Sometimes it may not be. Sometimes it might be from my own head. Sometimes it might even be from the evil one. We can't be sure. But I'll tell you this, the more you get to know the Lord, the more you're going to be able to recognize if a thought comes from him. He's certainly not going to tell you to disobey any church teaching. He's not going to tell you to be mean to somebody. He's not going to tell you to cheat in any way. He's only going to tell you things that would make sense for him to tell you. So as you get to know Christ more, it's going to be more obvious. But let's talk about other ways that he speaks. He speaks in nature. This is a tough one for me because I don't consider myself a really big nature guy. A lot of people are really into nature. But here's a lesson that I heard many years ago. I can't ever forget this. A couple of things. I used to teach a catechism class at my parish. One of the students in the class one time talked about how do we remember God's presence as we go throughout the day. And she said that every time she sees the sun shining in the sky, she thinks of Jesus the Son and just how much he loves us. Isn't that powerful? So I can't tell you how many times I was driving to work or I was doing some errands or something, and I'd look up in the sky, especially early in the morning, which is always a tough time for me when I'm about to go to the office. It might be a tough time for you too. And I'd see the sun shining in the sky. And I would remember what Michelle said, that that's how much Jesus loves us. And to take it a step further, sometimes you'll feel the warmth. You'll find the warmth. You'll feel the warmth of the sun coming through the windshield in the car in particular. That really drives the message home, because then you can almost feel that love that the Lord has for us. The other thing that always gets me is whenever I hear the birds chirping, I think of the Lord saying about the fact that we're much more important than the birds. And if God takes care of the birds, why wouldn't he take care of us? Every time I hear a bird chirp, I think of that. And I feel this sense of comfort. These are little ways that the Lord can speak to you. You might have some ways. You might look at the flowers. You might look at the trees. You might look at a beautiful sky. Because Jesus is everywhere. He really is. He is in all of creation. We just have to remember to look for him. Another way that the Lord speaks to us is through prayer. And we've talked about that already. I need to be speaking to him every day. I need to speak. And then as Father Larry Richards likes to say so eloquently, well, then I have to shut up, right? I'm not going to say that. That's what Father Larry said. But that is the truth. We need to be quiet sometimes so that we can hear the Lord speak to us. He wants to hear about our problems. He wants to hear about our needs. He really does. But he also wants to talk to us sometimes. That's going to take time. He might speak with a thought. You might get a feeling. A lot of different ways he could speak. But I have no doubt that he has spoken to me, especially when I'm in his real presence, when I'm at the Adoration Chapel, or after I've received him in Holy Communion. There have been many times when I got answers to my problems almost instantly, and I knew that it was him. He also speaks through people. This is tricky sometimes, because you will get people speaking words to you that are not from the Lord. I would say consider the source, because not all people are created equal in terms of taking their advice seriously. If you're looking for some advice and you go to someone, that person doesn't know the Lord, they don't go to church, they don't really practice any kind of faith, and they give you advice about something that's important in your life. Now, I'm not talking about where to get your air conditioner fixed or go to auto repair shop. I'm talking about something spiritual. Should I take this new job? Should I give more to church? Should I volunteer at my parish? You're not going to speak to someone and take the advice seriously of someone who isn't a godly person, because they're not going to know. Yeah, God can speak through anyone, absolutely, but sometimes I would say to you, consider the source. And all messengers aren't created equal. But if somebody does tell you something, assume that it might be coming from the Lord. Take it to prayer and ask the Lord, Lord, is this from you? And he'll give you that sense of peace if that's the message that is coming from him. And the final way that I talk about in my book is circumstances. A lot of times things are going to happen in our lives that can be either pleasant or unpleasant. For instance, when I first had this desire to work full-time for the Lord, my wife and I prayed about this a lot. We didn't know what to do. I wasn't about to quit my job, and nothing was really materializing. Then in 2012, I got laid off from my day job, and that really was the motivation for me to go into this full-time. And over the next 3.5 years, the Lord has opened some doors for me, which have led me to believe that I need to keep doing this. This could change at some point, and it's something I certainly want to evaluate every day and see, well, Lord, is this where you want me? But the circumstances of that layoff were very beneficial to me. Same thing might happen to you. You might be laid off. You might have an encounter with somebody in work. You might try to start a business and it fails. And then you assess that and you think, well, okay, maybe that's not what I was supposed to do. God can speak through the circumstances in your life. If we are really trying to discern his will, what we should do is pay close attention to those circumstances and listen for him as he speaks to us. All right, sound good? Well, I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It was great to be here with you. Now remember, tomorrow I'm going to do another pre-recorded show. It'll air at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do our Friday doubleheader. We'll take a look at the power of kindness, and we'll also look ahead to the Sunday Mass reading. So it's a big show. I really hope you could stop on by. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.